Sunday the 23rd of August, Gimel Elul, Rabbi Michael Jablinowitz, Hilchos Brachos.
I want to speak about a sugya in the Gemara Brachos about Birchos HaMazon. And the nusach of the Brachos of Birchos HaMazon, perhaps get a clear understanding of how the Brachos of Birchos HaMazon work. So there's a Gemara on Daf Mem Tes and Brachos. It says like this: Yosef Rabbi Zera Chayt Rav Gidl VYosef Rav Gidl Tamid Rav Hun VYosef VeKa'ama. Said this halacha: Tov Lo Hizkir Shal Shabbos Oy Me Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos Lamnuchal Yamo Yisrael BeYavo LaOs LaBris Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. So someone who was benching on Shabbos, and he forgot to say Ritzay, he forgot to mention Shabbos. So there's a bracha here that he says. It's a bracha. It seems to be a bracha. Baruch Shenasa, Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. So you certainly, from the definition, they would call it that it was a regular bracha, full bracha. Amalei man amra, Rav. He said Rav. Hadu Yosef v'kamer tov lo hizkir shayantuv omei baruch shenasa yam tovim lo Yisrael l'simcha. Same thing for Yantiv. Someone forgot to say Yalev Yavo and Birchas HaMazon on Yantiv. So this is a special bracha that you make. Omalei man amar Rav. Hodo Yosef b'ka'omar. Tov lo hizkir sharosh chodesh. Omer baruch shenasan roshei chodoshim liyamo Yisrael lezikaro. He mentions what seems or is not clear, some type of statement that you say it's not clear whether it's a bracha. Also, for Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. V'lo Yadana, he says, I don't know. I Omar Bo Simcha, I Lo Omar Bo Simcha. I'm not sure if he mentioned Simcha by Rosh, by Yantiv, who mentioned Simcha. By Rosh Chodesh, I'm not sure if Simcha was included in the bracha. And I Chosim Bo, I Lo Chosim Bo. I'm not sure if it was a bracha, b'chlam, whether it was a chasim of a bracha or not. If he said in his name, if he said in his Rebbe's name, he's not clear. Gidl Barman, that's it. That's the end of this piece. Then the Gemara continues. Gidl Barman, Yumi, have a koi kamei the Rav Nachman. Sitting in front of Rav Nachman, Tor Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman made a mistake. Forgot to say Ritzay. Let's assume forgot to say Ritzay on Shabbos. Forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Yontif. The Hodar L'Resha. The Hadar Reisha went back to the beginning. Omale my time Ovid Marahochi. Omale Doma Rabbi Shila Marav Toh Fozil Arosh. Baramarafuna Marav Toh Ome Baruch Shanasar. Omale Lab Yit Marlo Omar Rabbanashi Bar Tatlifo. Marav Lashonu El Shalo Posach Batov Ametiv. Abo Posach Batov Ametiv Chozer Larosh. So he said, why do you go back to the beginning? Why didn't you say this bracha? You just told us this is bracha. So why just because you forgot to say it on Shabbos and you go back to the beginning? Why didn't he say this bracha? So the answer is no, it depends. If he did not yet start the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, then you say this bracha. He started Atov HaMeitiv, then Chayzel HaRosh. Okay, that's the sugya. So what I want to discuss here, among other things, is what does it mean Chayzel HaRosh? Where do you go back to? You go back to the beginning. What does it mean the beginning? Right, Lechora, there are two options. There are two options. One option would be to go back to the beginning of the bracha that I missed, Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. In other words, to go back to the third bracha, right, of Birchas HaMazon, of Rachemna, Birchas Yushalayim, where we have Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Let's go back to the beginning. So Rashi says, V'hado l'reisha l'tchilas Birchas HaMazon. You go all the way back to the beginning. You start at Tov HaMeitiv, Gival, Da'in, Say, Ritzei, go all the way back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. Why? Why do you go back to the beginning? So Rashi compares it to an early Gemara in Brachas, Kidamrin and Gabe Tefillah, Akar Esraglav Chayzel Arosh. So we know the halacha by Tefillah has to work by Shmon Esrei. You've got to say Yalav Yavo and Shmon Esrei. Akar Esraglav, you step back, right? You have to go back to the beginning. So Rashi compares that case to our case, right? Hasam Hudeika Akiras Raglayim. Over there, there's a concept called Akiras Raglayim. There's a concept of, I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm davening. I step back, now I'm finished. So while I'm davening, I'm davening. And I don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. But once I step back, that's it, it's finished, and I go back to the beginning. Aval hacha siyum habracha hu akiras raglai. Rashi makes a statement that is very hard to understand. One of the things we're going to do is try to understand that statement, right? Siyum habracha hu akiras raglai. Finishing the bracha, finishing the last bracha, the third bracha, that's called akiras raglai. So even though you're still benching, tell them I'm benching. Right? It's called akiras raglai. That's Shitas Rashi. So Rashi tells us, you go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon, right? And tells us the reason is because it's considered like Akiras Raglaim. The fact that I finished the bracha, it's like Akiras Raglaim. There's another Shita. Shita of the Rosh. And the Rosh agrees with Rashi. The Chos of the Rosh. Okay? We'll come back to the Rosh in a minute. And the Rambam also agree. So, L'chair, it seems to be pretty poshut. You go back to the beginning. Rashi says you go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon in such a case. The Rosh says you go back to Birchas Hamazon in such a case. And we'll see right now, the Rambam says the same thing. Says the Rambam, Shachak lo hizki, this is Perek Beis, Halochi Yud Beis, and Hilchas Barachas, Shachak lo hizki b'Shabbos el b'yomtuf, Kedushas Hayom, Im nizkar kodem shiyas the bracha v'yiz, so he says the bracha, you say out the bracha. I'll just skip to the last line. V'yam nizkar acha sheizkil b'brocha reviyas poisek v'choyzul arosh shehu birchas hazar. Right? Don't make any mistake. When I say go back to the beginning, when the Gemara says go back to the beginning, we're saying the Pshat is go back to birchas hazar. Oh, there's a Ravid here on the Rambam, and the Ravid says like this, Tobazeh. The Rambam made a mistake. What are you going back to the beginning of birchas hazar? You don't go back to the beginning of birchas hazar. The logria bracha revius bimisha rogi lomar tachanunim achar tfilasa. Shim tov lo yiskel sharosh chaydish bavoida, alfa bisha seeing sim shalom, chaydzil yavoda, vena chozil arosh. Hilka chochanami pote bechozil the tchilas bona yushlaim. The Ravid says like this. And this is the bikasha on Rashi. The Ravid says like this. What's the halacha? We'll get to that. We'll see that gemara in a minute. What's the halacha? It's yantif. Or it's Rosh Chodesh, and you're in Elokai Netzar, Tachanunim, right? I assume everybody knows, I'll just say it anyway. When we're going to talk about Tachanunim, right? That's Elokai Netzar after the bracha of Sim Shalom. So, the Ravid points out, the halacha is, the bracha is Chof Teh Samid Beis, that if somebody is holding an Elokai Netzar, and they remembered that they didn't say Yalav Yoko, you don't go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, right? Of course, you go back to the beginning of Avodah, and you say Yalav Yoko. She says, so why is Hatova Hameitiv any worse than Tachanunim? Rashi says, oh, you finished Bonei Yishalayim? You're in Hatova Hameitiv? It's like Akiras Raglaim. You're finished. You go all the way back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. Says the Ravid, Mamash Shishak Akasha. Says the Ravid, why is it any worse than Tachanunim? Tachanunim is not really part. Even see the Gemara. Some people did say Tachanunim. Some people didn't say Tachanunim. Shmon Esrei Brochas, and the 19 Brochas ends with Sim Shalom, with Birchas Shalom. And nonetheless, even though you finish the bracha of Sim Shalom, you're in Tachanunim, you're in Mim, you go back. So Rabbi says, no, I'm a chaylik on the Rambam, and I hold a chozel l'rosh in the Gemara. The Gemara says chozel l'rosh. No, chozel l'rosh means back to the beginning of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. That's where you go back. You don't go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. Okay, that's the shita of the Rabbi. I mentioned there's a shita of the Rosh. I'm going to mention the Rosh. The Rosh, so everybody else we saw, the Rambam, Rashi, and the Rosh also hold that you go back to the beginning. Rosh says you go back to the beginning, but the Rosh is Mechadesh Shita that nobody else says. And the Rosh says, why do you go back to the beginning? Taka, the Ravid's Kasha is a good Kasha. He says it's very simple. Just like, what's the halacha? Let's say somebody's in the first three brachas, and say Mashi Baruch Umorin Agoshem in the sun, right? Or coming up, we'll talk about something that's going to be relevant soon, right? It's supposed to say Hamelech HaKadosh instead of Akel HaKadosh during a service. What's the halacha? If you forget to say Hamelech HaKadosh, you say Akel HaKadosh. You remember, after you start the next week, go back to the beginning. Why not? Why don't you go back to the bracha of HaKadosh? Everybody knows, because the first three brachas are considered to be like one bracha. Says the Rosh, who are dinamikan? The same thing is true here. The Rosh is mechadesh, something that nobody else says. The three brachas of benching are right, kechada berchasa. It's like one bracha. And there's no such thing going back in the middle. That's what the Rosh says. He compares it. It's fascinating, but we don't hold this way lahalacha, right? Also relevant to Aseres Meitshuva, Uchsov L'chaim Tov and Kol B'nei B'Yisecha, right? So what's the halacha if you get to say Uchsov L'chaim Tov and B'nei B'Yisecha? You don't go back. You don't go back. That's it. You forgot. So the Rosh seemed to be holding that you do go back. But if you would go back, you have to go back to all the way to the beginning of Avodah, because the last few brachas Gichat the breakfast is like one bracha. So it says the Rosh, the same thing is true over here. The Rosh, it's kasha, is not a kasha. Three brachas of Birchas Hamazir, no, all one bracha. That's what the Rosh says. And therefore, you make a mistake, and you forget to say Ritzeh, and you already start the fourth. Too late, you have to go back all the way to the beginning. And Achinam, it's no worse than Tachanunim. The halacha is you go back to the beginning. That's what the Rosh says. Okay, so we seem to have a Machlokas as follows. You have the Ravid on the one hand who says Chozel Arosh in the Gemara means you just go back to Baruch of Yerushalayim. And Rashi and the Rosh who say you go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon. However, they're giving different reasons. Rashi says Sim HaBrocha is what? Kakiras Raglayim. And that's where you go back to the beginning. The Rosh says you go back to the beginning because the first three brachas are all one bracha. Okay? So now, each one has a difficulty. What's the difficulty of Rashi? It's hard to understand. Why is Sima Bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim Kakiras Raglayim? It's no worse than Tachanun. The Ravid's Kasha. Rashi's problem is the Ravid's Kasha, and the Rosh's problem is it answers up Rashi's Kasha, but it's a bit chiddush, doesn't say anything in the Gemara. Nobody says that, it starts with the Rosh. So there's a Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim tries to answer up the Kasha that we have from the Ravid on Rashi. Right? Why is being an Atova Meitiv any worse than being in Tachanun? So, as I said, he gives two answers. Prima Gadim is two ways of understanding Rashi. And first, he refers us to the Gemara Dav Choftes. I mentioned earlier, the Gemara Dav Choftes deals with this question when it comes up in Shmona Esrei. So, the Gemara says, Tov lo hizkar shorosh kodesh ba'avodah chozer li'avodah. Very good. Anytime I remember, I just go back to the beginning of Ritzei. Right? Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. V'imsiyein chozeh l'rosh. But if you finish, then you go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Omer ha-popo d'vrei d'rav achel bar-ado. Pod omrem siyein chozeh l'rosh. Lo omrem ela sh'ah okar raglov. When do you go back to the beginning? It's only when you step back. Akiras Raglayim. Avolo Karaklov Chozel Avoda. Okay. As long as I haven't stepped back, I go back to Avoda, I step back, I go back to all the way to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Then I have two different versions of a modification of the Choz of Akiras Raglayim. Akiras Raglayim, you go back. When is that? Omer Amacham Bar Yitzchok, Chod Omer and Okar Raglav Chozel Arosh. When you go back, when you Okar Raglayim, Lo Omer Ela She'enu Rogil Lo Mar Tachanunim Achar Tfilaso. Abo Rogil Lo Mar Tachanunim Achar Tfilaso. Chozel Li Avoda. So the first Girsa, the first Lishna in the Gemara, the first version in the Gemara, the first Lishna in the Gemara, Lishna Kama says, when do you go back, and when you do Akiras Raglayim, if you're not used to saying Tachanunim? Everybody knows, we have a halacha of Rogi Lomar Tachanunim. It's part of our tefillah, it's part of Nusach HaTefillah. You only go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei when you step back if you're not used to saying Tachanunim. Avo Rogi Lomar Tachanunim, you don't go back. Meaning, according to this verse version, it's very simple. There are two possibilities. One is Tachanunim, and one is Akiras Raglayim. Akiras Raglayim ends my Shmona Esrei only if I'm not going to say Tachanunim. But if I'm still saying Tachanunim, meaning, let's say the case is, he finished in Shalom, and he stepped back, and he said, now I'm going to say Elo Kain Tzar. Right? If you remember then, you don't go back all the way to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Because I'm not finished davening. Either Akiras Raglayim, right, or Tachanunim will end your tefillah. But Kiras Raglayim without Tachanunim doesn't end your tefillah. Meaning, I Kiras Raglayim, but I'm still davening. I go back to the beginning. That's the first Lishna. So if you step back, and then you say Lokai Nitzor, and then you remember, you don't go back all the way to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, you go back to Avoda. That's the first Lishna. Second Lishna is how we hold La Halacha. It says, no. Ikedamri Ram Nachum Bar Yitzchok, Chod Amin Kilo Akar Raglav, Chozel Avoda. לא רמנו שרוגי לומר תחנוני מאחר תפילוסו. אבל אם אין רוגי לומר תחנוני מאחר תפילוסו, חוזר לראש. If you're going to say תחנונים, right, then the Akiva's Raglayim enters for an answer. But if you're not going to say תחנונים, then even if you're not, okay, Raglayim, you finished davening, you finished davening. Even though your feet are together and you haven't stepped back, you still go, you still go back all the way to the beginning of Shimon Esrei. Prima Gardner says like this. In Shimon Esrei, there are two things going on. I'm standing together, I haven't been oike raglayim, and I'm davening. I'm saying tachanunim. Right? That's what Rashi says. In Tefillah, there are two things going on. I'm standing and saying my Shimon Esrei, and I haven't been oike raglayim. By Birchas Hamazon, there's only one thing going on. I haven't yet been not okay raglayim. I'm only davening. One thing alone is not sufficient. Your Shmon Esrei is over. Your Birchas Hamazon is over. The advantage of tefillah, the answer to the Ravitz Kasha is, the Ravitz said, why is Atel Vameitiv any worse than Shmon Esrei? Shmon Esrei, I'm saying tachanunim. Right? How come over there I don't go back to the beginning by Birchas Hamazon, go back to the beginning? Because by Shmon Esrei, I also haven't been okay raglayim. I haven't been okay raglayim yet. That's the answer. So by Shmon Esrei, where I'm still davening, and I haven't been okay raglayim, then I don't go back to all the way to the beginning. By Birchas Hamazon, where all I have is Birchas Hamazon, I'm davening, I'm benching, that's not sufficient. And I go back to all the way to the beginning. That's the Lishna Basra. Rashi's saying Lahalacha. Lishna Basra is, you have to have both of those things, right? You have to have that I'm standing together and I'm saying Tachanunim. But if I'm not saying tachanunim, even though I haven't stepped back, right? I'm finished davening Shmon Esrei. You have to have both. Rashi is saying pshat according to the Lishna Basra. The Rosh is saying according to the Lishna Kama. What's a Lishna Kama? Lishna Kama is all you need is one of them, right? If you stepped back, oh, but you're still saying tachanunim, okay, you're still davening Shmon Esrei. As long as I have one of them, as long as I'm still davening, even though I stepped back, says the Gemara, according to the Lishna Kama, I still go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, I don't go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei because I'm still davening. Therefore, the Rosh says, so by Birchas Hamazon, I'm still benching. What's the difference that I don't have the Onakiras Raglayim yet? I'm still benching. As long as I have some connection whatsoever, I don't go back to the beginning. Is this not clear? Not so clear. I'll explain it very simply. The Gemara here has two different versions of how it works when you're finished davening Shmon Esrei. According to the first version, right, I'm still davening Shmon Esrei as long as something's going on. My feet are together, or I'm still davening. As long as I have one of those. So even though I step back, but I'm now going to say tachanunim, I'm rogelum my tachanunim, I'm still called davening Shmon Esrei. So that's the Rosh's kasha on Rashi. I'm still benching. I'm still benching. That's good enough. That's how the Rosh is holding, like the first lishna. The second lishna says no, and that's how to go l'halacha. Once I step back, Shimon Esrei is over, right? Once I step back, Shimon Esrei is over. And that's only, right, if we're saying tachanunim. But if I'm not going to say tachanunim, right? I need both of them. I need both of them. That's Rashi Shita. I need both of them. I need to have my feet together, and I'm still davening. If my feet are together, I'm still davening. Then and only then do I not have to go back to the beginning. Same. So with Birchas Hamazon, I only have one thing. I only have Birchas Atov, I don't have my feet together. There's no other way to indicate that I'm still benching. All I have to indicate that I'm benching is that I'm benching. That's not enough. Right? Davening is not enough. If I step back and now I'm going to say tachanunim, right? You go back to the beginning. You finish davening la'alocha. Somebody steps back and then they say, oh, Gevalt, I have to say a little kind of story. You finish davening. So I need to have both. I need to have davening and my feet together in order to be davening. And once one of them is missing, my davening is finished. So Rashi's saying, by Birchas Hamazon, I don't have two things that indicate that I'm still benching. I finished the first three brachas, the Ikka brachas, which are the Raisa, right? And now I'm in the fourth bracha. Too late, I'm finished. Right? Akiva Shwagam, there is no Akiva Shwagam. I only have one thing and that's not enough. That's how the Prima Gadol wants to explain the Machlokas Rashi and the Rosh. And that's why, lahalacha, we hold like we go the second way. They need that both together. And that's what Rashi says. I don't have enough of a affirmation of my benching. By davening, I have an affirmation of my davening by the fact that my feet together, and I'm davening. But Birchas Hamazon, I don't have that. All I have is that I'm benching, but I finished the first three brachas, and therefore, It's keilu I'm finished, and that's why I have to go back to the beginning of Birchas
Hamazon. If
I finish without the Kiras Raglayim? So there, la halacha, we hold that as long as I have that Kiras Raglayim, it's, since I'm rogil, my tachanunim, and I'm still in my tachanunim don't finish until I finish, until I step back.
And you forgot, and you didn't know
Kiras Raglayim. You asked me la halacha? You don't go back all the way to the beginning. You don't go all the way to the beginning. The point is there was a tachanunim here. That's the point. There was a tachanunim. That's all that's required. Alright, the second answer he gives is very simple. He gives a very simple answer to distinguish between tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. Everybody knows, we bench all the time, how a minig is that after the third bracha, in order to indicate that the ikar brachas, the brachas, the araisa are completed, we answer amen to our own bracha. Right? Minig sfard is that any time there is a conclusion of brachas, you say amen to the bracha. The person saying the bracha himself says amen to the bracha. We're not nohag that way. There are only unique cases where we do that. This is the unique case by benching. Says the Prima Gadim, the fact that I finished the three brachas and I said Bonei Barachamav Yushalayim Amen, I said the Amen at the end of the bracha, that indicates an end, a completion of the real benching, of the Iker benching. Shmona Esra, I don't have it. You could ask me a question. I was thinking about this. What about the Spartan? They say, Hamreichasem HaYisrael Bashalom Amen, right? So then it's Taka Kasha. But for our meaning, it's Mamashan Akasha, right? So therefore, once I say, Bonei Barachamav Yushalayim Amen, I'm finished benching. That's it. And even though I'm still saying the fourth bracha, it's an addition that came later. It's ke'ilu on finished benching. And therefore, Rashi holds that's the distinction between tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. In Birchas Hamazon, I have a real cessation, a severing of the ikar part of the benching when the amen comes at the end of my bracha. And that's where Rashi says that I have to go back all the way to the beginning of benching my shank in Shmona Esrei, I don't have a real completion, a real end, at least according to a minute of the actual Shmona Esrei. So now there's a tremendous nafkamina, of course, between Rashi and the Rush. What's a big nafkamina according to Rashi and the Rush? The Gemara tells us there are other things in Birchas Hamazon. We're talking about Ritzei, Yalav Yavud, there's no nafkamina, okay? You forgot Ritzei and you start the fourth bracha. Both Rashi and Rashi, you go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. What happens, the Gemara tells us, that anybody who doesn't say Bris and Torah in Noidei Lecha, we pass in this way in Lahalacha, if you don't say Bris and Torah, if you don't say Abrischa Shechassam David Sarami, Abteros Hoshul Madatonu, forget those two mentionings, you're not Yotzei Birchas Hamazon. You're not Yotzei Birchas Hamazon. So good, what's the halacha? What's the halacha if I'm in the third bracha of Birchas Hamazon and I say, Givalt, I forgot to say Bris and Torah in the second bracha of Noidei Lecha. Where do you go back to? According to Rashi, where do you go back to? According to Rashi, I go back to the bracha of Noidei Lecha. Rashi only told me to go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon in the case where you forget Ritzei and Yalav Yavo because I finished benching. And therefore, since I finished benching, I have to go back to the beginning of benching. But if I'm in the third bracha, for example, and I forgot to say Bris and Torah, I'm not finished benching. So I go back to the bracha where I forgot. So according to Rashi, go back to Noidei Lecha, right? According to the Rash, however, the reason I go back to the beginning over here is because all three brachas are one unit. Meaning it's never possible to go back to the beginning of any of the brachas within that unit, just like we never do it in the first or in the last three brachas of Shmon Esrei. So according to the Rashi, you forgot to say Bris and Torah, you remember in the third bracha, you have to go all the way back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon, just like go back all the way to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon over here. Okay? According to the Rabbi, there's no Shaila that I just go back to Noidei Lecha. Right? So there's a big nafkamina between the Machlokas and Rashi and the Rush. So even though the Halacha, Rashi and the Rush both say to go back to the beginning when you remember you didn't say Ritzei Nyala B'Yavo in the fourth bracha, but if I'm in the third bracha, remember I didn't say Bris and Torah, it's a big nafkamina between Rashi and the Rush. Okay? You have a question?
I listen.
Say it again.
Say it again? One must say Bris, and Bris and Torah is Ma'akeh. You leave our Bris and Torah, you're not yelled, say Birchas Hamazon. What happens if in the third bracha, I'm in the middle of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, and I remember I didn't say Bris and Torah. Then there's a Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rush. According to Rush, you always go back to the beginning. The three brachas are one unit, I can't go back in the middle. According to Rashi, the only reason I'm going back to the beginning in retain Yalla v'Yavo is because I finished benching. So I go back to the beginning. But from the third bracha, and I remembered I didn't say bris entire, I go back to the second bracha, back to the bracha where I made a mistake. That's how Rashi would say. We'll talk about Al Nisim. Al Nisim, you don't have to go back. But you don't have to go back. As Allah is not Ma'akev. Bris entire is Ma'akev. Ma'akev means you're not Yotze. That's an alchemy between Rashi and Rashi. Okay? La halacha, just to mention la halacha, there's a long bir halacha over here. The bir halacha, you see, is mamish not so satisfied with the shita of the rush over here. With the shita of the rush over here, there's machadesh, it's all in one unit. He just leaves it b'tzorach in lamaitza. But you see that most of the Rishonim, it's a chiddush of the rush, they go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamos in the case that we mentioned. In the case where you're in the fourth bracha, so there most of the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rashi and the Rashi also, you go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamos. The Prima Gadim, when he brings this, these are the two ways that he's Miyashev Shitas Rashi, right? Either that he's holding the difference between Tefillah and Birchas Hamos is Tefillah have two things going on. I'm davening and my feet are together. And Birchas Hamos only have one thing going on, and that's not, and it's considered, that's already sufficient for it to be considered like a finished benching. And the second thing is that I have the Amen at the end, so it's like a completion. By the way, I think that Lashon is a little bit more meduyuk in the Rashi, where he said, Hocha sim ha-bracha ha-kiris raglai. Just like he says the same thing in the Gemara Daf Chotes. Avlameinu rogil habisi. We're not used to saying tachanunim. Says Rashi, habisiim tefilaso kakira. Afilu loakar. Even if you didn't step back, it's like an akira. Rashi seems to be saying that the completion of the third brach is like an akira. Seems to be saying like the second shot in the Prima Gadim. I start a little bit late, so I can go in a few more minutes. Is that okay? Yes, you give me a little bit more time. Okay, so. At the end of the Prima Gadim, he stops, talks about, the Mishnah talks about, what's this whole Indian over here of a special bracha? Why do you have a special bracha? If you got to say Ritzay, so go back and say Ritzay, right? Or go back and bench again with Ritzay. What's this, or what's this whole bracha? It's like, what's the halacha if you forget? Let's compare it to tefillah. What's the halacha if you forget to say Yalav Yavo and you haven't started the next bracha? What's the halacha? You say Yalav Yavo. And if I haven't started Ritzay, and I remember, I didn't say yet, you say Yalav Yavo. Why here? Why that? Say Ritzay. No, says the Gemara, I have a new bracha for you. It's a new bracha. So I'm not going to explain, I don't have an answer for why new bracha, but there's a Gevaldik Gevor to explain the significance of this whole fact that there's a whole new bracha. I heard this from the Vezer, Ekan Yerushalayim, and he says the name of Rav Chaim. Everybody knows there's a halach of Havinenu, right? A shortened form of Shmon Esrei, right? In certain situations that a person can say. So the Gemara says, but Motzi Shabbos you can't say Havinenu. Motzi Shabbos you can't say, why can't you say Havinenu Motzi Shabbos? Because you need to say, Tachan Atanu in the Brach of Choyne Nados. Right? So Rabbi Niona asks, so just like you don't say Honein Hadas, why can't, and you don't say all the other brachas, you have a shortened version. Have a shortened version of Atach HaNatanu. Why can't you have a shortened version of Atach HaNatanu? Right? That's the kasha, right? So the answer is that I have a shortened version of every single bracha of Shmona Esrei. In other words, there's something called Shmona Esrei brachas. Right? And Havinenu is a shortened version of the Shmona Esrei brachas. But there's no bracha of Atalkon Antanu. There's no bracha of Havdalah. Right? We add words of Havdalah in the bracha of Chonein Hadas. But since there's no bracha of Havdalah, I can't have a shortened version of Havdalah in Havinenu. That's Rabbi Yonah's answer. Okay? So they ask Rav Chaim the following question. You mentioned Al HaNisan. They ask Rav Chaim the following question. How come in an Ala Michya? So Ala Michya parallels, in some way, you could say, parallels Havinenu. Just like Havinenu is a shortened version of Shmon Esrei, so Ala Michya, or more accurately, Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, is a shortened version of Birchas Hamotz, right? So they asked, how come you don't say any reference, we know there's no reference to Chanukah and Purim. And Berachas HaMazon, you say Al HaNisim. So if Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh is Me'ein Shalosh, is a form of the three brachas of Berachas HaMazon, there should be some type of reference to Chanukah and Purim. So he answered the same way. He said that since there's no bracha of Chanukah and Purim, therefore there's no reference to Chanukah and Purim in the Shurin version. There has to be a bracha in the model in order... Let me finish. There has to be a bracha in the model in order for the mirror, the Shurin version, to have it in there. So therefore there's no Chanukah and Purim. Right? Shabbos, we just learned, there's a bracha. There's a bracha in Berachas HaMazon. If you remember, Shabbos, at the after the third bracha, before the fourth bracha, he insert a bracha, bracha asher nosim Shabbosos lemnucha. And therefore, there's a reference to Shabbos. There's a reference to Yontif, because I have a bracha for Yontif. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, I mentioned, I want to go back to that. We learned the Gemara, I pointed out, I showed you, it wasn't clear in the Gemara, is it a bracha, is it not a bracha? What do we do, lahalacha? Lahalacha, it's a machlokes. Machlokes means the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam holds, it's not a bracha. Right? No bracha. The Torah holds, it's a bracha. I actually say a bracha for Rosh Chodesh, between the third and the fourth bracha, if I remember there, just like I say by Shabbos and Yom. The Rambam and the Torah, a chaylek, whether I mention Rosh Chodesh in Al HaMichya. According to the Rambam, there's no bracha for Rosh Chodesh, there's no reference to Rosh Chodesh in Al HaMichya. We who hold it to bracha, we have a reference to Al HaMichya, to Rosh Chodesh in Al HaMichya. He answered up two more kashas along the following, along the same mahalach. Yale v'yovo is before the bracha of Bonei Baracham of Yerushalayim Amen. But if you look in the nusach of Al HaMichya, you'll see that the Samcheinu b'yom Chag HaSukkos, for example, comes after we talk about Birchos Yerushalayim, right? The Samchein b'vinyan, right? Nocham b'zmat. The Samcheinu b'vinyana comes earlier, so it's supposed to mirror. Supposed to parallel the Birchas HaMazon. How come it comes before? How come it comes after Bnei Yerushalayim? Should come afterwards. The answer is because it's not Yalev Yavo that was saying the reference of Samchein Upor. It's because of the bracha, and the bracha comes after Bnei Yerushalayim. After the bracha, Borei Bracha Yerushalayim Amen. Then I have the bracha. So therefore, after Samchein Upinyana, that's where I say the Samchein Upiyom Chag HaSukkos. And one last hara is that the Netziv didn't like the fact, what's on Nusach? Nusach is by Rosh Chodesh, Zochrein, Ubiyom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. But for the Yom Tovim, it's Samcheinu. Netziv says it shouldn't be Samcheinu. It should be Zochrein, by Yantiv too. Why? Because the reference is connected, the Yala V'yovo. What's Yala? Yala V'yovo, right? Zichroneinu, Ufiktoneinu. It's the Iker. A message in Yale V'yavo is a message of Zikaron, of memory, Zichroneinu Fiktoneinu. So therefore, the Netziv changed the Nusach, then on Yantuf also, he should say Zochreinu. Says Rav Chaim again. But the reference is not correspond to Yale V'yavo, the reference corresponds to the additional bracha that we make. If you look in the additional bracha, I said it, we read it in the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Baruch Chodesh. I didn't know if you mentioned Simcha or not. In Bayantif, it says Sason v'Simcha. Since the bracha says Sason v'Simcha, in Berachas HaMazon, when I forget to say the Yale V'yavo, therefore in the bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh, the Nusach is V'Samcheinu B'Yom Chag HaSukkos.